Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we are scheduled Joseph Bauer to be on the show this half hour, and we're working on that. We haven't been able to make that happen yet, but I'm going to continue to march on this topic because this is a very important topic for me, and whether you know it or not, for you too. This is, as you know, I'm prone to identify tangential elements out there between us, between you and me and the world, that affect us. Things that you might not pop out at you on a regular basis, might not easily be identified by you. So I'm kind of being your co-CEO, if you don't mind. I don't mind taking on that role if you'll let me. And that's where, if you'll hang out with me a little bit, I'll try to make sure that between me and my guests, We try to help you stay connected to and understand some of the things that are going on out there and the implications thereof of what's going on out there. So I don't know if you've noticed over the last several years, as you've been a business owner, I don't know if you've noticed, but small businesses are not really very important for the leadership of the country, the leadership of the economy. We get a lot of lip service. We get a lot of, they talk about us like they talk about children. You know, the politicians, well, we've got to help our small businesses, get more loans when they don't realize that we don't want more loans. But it makes them feel like they're good. They're doing good by saying that. And corporate America likes to sell to small business, but they're not very nice. Most of them, many of them, way too many of them, are not very nice when they do business with us. So small businesses are there's no question in my mind, I'll say this to anybody, small businesses are the backbone of the economy. You hear people say that. When they say that, my friends, when they say that small businesses are the backbone of the economy, they are right, because what is the one thing that we know about backbones? They're strong, and you can count on them. They hold up things when everything else falls off, when everything else gets injured. The backbone stays strong, and you can count on it. That's the small business sector in America. We are, in fact, the backbone of the economy. You hear people say that, and they are right about that. But that's about as far as it goes, because beyond that, you and I aren't very organized, not like corporate America is, not like the political parties are. You and I aren't very organized. We're also very busy. We don't have time to participate in a lot of organization, and we don't have a lot of money either. We don't get out there and we don't donate. I think we don't donate enough money. Every one of us should donate more money to organizations, many of which I've told you about on this show, that could use that money to advocate for us. We're not well represented, folks, in the halls of power. We're taken for granted, and in the marketplace, it's all about corporate America. Watch any of the business channels, and all you hear them talk about are the markets, the markets, the markets, the markets. You'll only hear them talking about corporate America, what this return, that return, this earnings report, et cetera, et cetera. Because that's pretty easy for them to get their hands around. It's not very sexy to talk about Billy Joe Bob and Lorene's auto body shop. That's hard to get their hands around. And there are millions of us. There are only about 15,000, maybe 20,000 corporate America types. But there are millions of us. So I get that. I get that it's harder to get the hands around that. But corporate America is the real fair-haired child of the economy and of business, of government leadership, and of the media. You got to throw in the media. The media doesn't care anything about small businesses. I mean, think about this. Name me, show me one small business show that's on more than 30 minutes a week. There's only one true small business show. J.J. Rambert, you know her. She's on the show here all the time. I've been on her show. Once a week on one of the smaller channels, 30 minutes, once a week. That's what media thinks about you, the especially television media. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about one of the problems that's creating part of this attitude is the way corporate America thinks about who's really important in their lives. It's called the agency.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.